Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. On the show tonight, Get Over It. Get Over It will be playing live in studio at 10 o'clock. They are in studio right now in the lounge setting up. I don't see any reason why they won't be on the air at 10 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. They'll play a full set and possibly chat about life and universe and everything. So Get Over It, live in studio at 10 o'clock. And Steel Creek Murder, the band Steel Creek Murder, should be also be joining me, but they won't be playing live. They'll just be coming in the studio, talking about the new release they have out. And they will also maybe bring some music and play some, talk about other things in life. But let's get started with some songs. This is a Vancouver band, they're called Village. Stranger Thoughts is the track.
Same people now that I'll be worth it.
That was a bit of Language Arts with a song called What If It Were To Be Reworked. Language Arts is playing next Monday, this coming Monday at the Railway Club. Language Arts used to be a band from Vancouver, currently in Toronto now. So go check it out if you like what you hear. And I just lost something on my mic. It's all good. And before Language Arts, I played some Village with a song called Stranger Thoughts. Do I worry about it? I don't care. It's lots of little fuck. All right. That's a professional radio show right here. It's just lost a little protection on my mic, and I don't really want to touch it. In the studio with me right now, I'm joined by members of Steel Creek Murder. I guess all of Steel Creek.
The whole thing.
The entire.
All of us.
All two pieces of Steel Creek Murder. Yeah. Shay and Sam, thanks so much for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
How are you guys doing? You guys have a new, is it a cassette or album record?
It's a new cassette.
It's a new cassette.
Yeah.
That came, what is it called?
Dandolo.
Dandolo. What is that?
What
is that? Is that something
that we picked and it, in the fly. The 1958 fly.
Yep. A sucker for old 50s romance movies.
I don't know, we were up late one night, we were watching it, and the moment that his hubris gets the better of him and he thinks he can do whatever he wants, he shoots his cat into a billion...
Disintegrator.
Right, disintegrates his cat into a billion cat atoms, and says Dandolo really passionately, and we lost her to that, and we're just like, that's the name.
Perfect. I have no... Yeah, I didn't get that reference at all.
It's not the Jeff Goldblum version. Not to be confused with...
Is it a character in the...
It's the cat.
Yeah, okay. He sticks it in and then it just kind of like disappears. He walks over to the reintegrator and the cat's not there and he's... Dandolo.
We like it because it's a good moral. It's fitting for the album because it's like... What happens when
mantras? I think that's trying to attack. I think we were just up late.
Just
it was a funny thing.
Well, it's always hard to come up with names for things.
It's just one of the best lines in the movie at that point. So we thought it was.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it. I should check out. I've only seen the Jeff Goldblum one.
Yeah, it's really old cinema, so it doesn't follow the rules of modern cinema where it's just like show don't tell. The whole thing is. It's nothing but telling you.
For all the reasons I love it, Sam.
It's like a radio show, right? And they don't know how to translate that kind of a script into screenplay. So the screenplay is just simplistic. The costume direction is, like, lacking. But it's old, so it...
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's Canadian. It's set in Montreal.
Oh, nice. Aren't they making a new... I thought there's a remake of The Fly
coming. I wouldn't put it past them. They're remaking Blade Runner. They're not remaking. They're making a sequel to Blade Runner.
It's like everything that can be...
Done, of course, you know, why not?
Getting. I feel like I saw a trailer for a new Fly, but maybe. But then I feel like that was much. It was a couple years ago. Maybe it never happened to. Maybe it's a TV show. I don't know.
I feel like Singularity. Remember that movie that came out with. What the heck's his name? He was in.
I don't remember.
Whatever.
Anyways, the cassette you have put out. There's a. Nice tracks. Should I just play a song from it?
Yeah, for sure.
And then we'll come back and talk a bit about other things. Maybe the record. What do you think I should play? Any idea? Should I just play
the
surprises? I always go for the second track. I can't really go wrong with that. So let's go for Tiwi Headache on CITR off Dandelo. Steel Creek Murder, 101.9. Steel Creek Murder with a song called TV Headache off Dandelo. See? Dandelo. Whatever, Dandelo.
Our friend, a really
Dandelion.
Good friend, is Ricky. Dandelion.
which is available now on the cassette tape and also on your Bandcamp website. Also your website, I guess. Steel Creek Murder. .com.
.com. International.
International. Can we quickly, well, not quickly, I wouldn't mind talking a bit of it, because the thing I remember you now, the freshest thing in my mind is the show that you played this past weekend.
Yeah.
At the CITR Fun Drive finale. Mm-hmm. You didn't play a Steel Creek Murder. It was a band lottery. How it works is, I assume, names are drawn out of a hat.
Yeah, they pick the drummers, and then the drummers pick different names, and then they kind of like shuffle around to make sure everybody gets an equal share of guitarists and bassists and et cetera.
Right. Yeah. And you two were separated into two different bands, and the names of your bands were...
Bitch Please was and I coincidentally picked all girls, so I had an all girl band.
Yeah, it was actually really cool. My band was Safe Words.
Safe Words, okay. Yeah. So wait, did you as a drummer get to pick your band or no?
Yeah, they took all the drummers and they said, okay, drummers get to pick from the hat. And
oh, so it's still from a hat though.
Yeah.
Okay, but do you pick? Is there like a hat for a guitar player and a bass or no, or is it just pretty much?
No, I think yeah. I don't know, I'm not even sure how she did it. I think when you picked, it was one instrument of each. A couple of them had two guitars in.
Right.
At first we were a five piece, and then that night a few people dropped out like within 5 minutes in the email form. So then we were down to a three piece, and then we got another added as a four piece. So in the end, we were a four piece all girl band.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, I heard like a lot of people were interested. So I think it started out as everyone being a five piece, wasn't it? Something like that, and then
yeah, mine was still a five piece. So loud. Oh my god.
Some of the earlier bands end up being three, I think. I guess people kind of dropped out. But it's kind of weird, like five is it's you know, a healthy number of mm-hmm. does it seem like I wonder if it's people drop just because we don't need an extra guitar player or something like that. But how many practice did you guys
We got I got in two. Couldn't make one of them, but all together, the rest of the band got four in, or three in, rather.
Three in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we got about the same. We really liked so Village, you said you were just playing. Lindsay was in my band. She's a bass player from Village, and luckily she worked across the street from the studio that we're rehearsing at, so that was perfect. But yeah, we got about three, maybe four in.
Do you feel like there was enough, too much, not enough, or it's perfect?
I think it was perfect.
Yeah, you guys got like five songs done.
It was, well, thanks to Luna. She was on the bus writing lyrics on her way to practice. It was really nice.
Yeah,
it
really bust
I wrote a couple. Like, we were, it was a great, it was nice to have a bunch of girls that were really set on doing it.
The first practice that we had in, we all kind of looked at each other and we were all like, well, we're all super slow songwriters. This is going to work out super well. Nobody really wanted to sing that much. I guess I'll do it. And yeah, everybody just kind of contributed what they could. But I think everybody was in the same sort of boat. Everybody kind of takes their time with writing. Other people can kind of just like come up with stuff on the spot and not really put too much. Like, I wouldn't say not too much thought into it, because like Luna songs were like super thoughtful and they. I don't know, catchy as hell.
Yeah, yeah.
They were great.
I liked it.
Some people can just like really do that, and I'm not one of those people, and I guess none of those other guys were either.
So did you end up writing the lyrics of the songs, or is it a mix?
Yeah, I was like still finalizing stuff at the night of, just trying to like get the cadence in, but by the time I got up there, seeing as that I only practiced it a few times with the full band and a few times on my own, it was just kind of like it turned into just me singing what I could remember anyway. Yeah.
Sounds good. I could never tell.
It
was really neat from my perspective to see your bandmate perform in a different I was calling it band incest, to see your bandmate perform and look at them from a different perspective. It was pretty cool also.
Yeah. I was just talking to some of the other bands, like Andrew or Candela, who was Candela Farm. They played second. They did but he was saying, it's great to be, you know, like a week, because it kind of forces him to write things faster, whereas instead of procrastinating.
Yeah, I liked the pressure. It was like, okay, this is how long you have to get this many songs in. Do it, go big.
But then I was talking to someone who played one of these before, and they only had a weekend as opposed to a week, and she was kind of like, a week may be too long. It's like, let's get people in like 2 days, 2 days straight, and then play on the third day. If you can afford the time, I guess, but that might be tougher.
Yeah, that's more time constraints, because
you'll
get the better, you'll get more bands involved, I guess, in the other, with the way that we had it, more people involved in bands.
Because in my mind, I kind of feel like maybe you should just give them like a month, but maybe that's too much.
That'd be too much. Yeah. That'd be way too much.
Yeah, there'd be too many bonds made, and it'd be hard to have
I think people would just be like, they wait till the last week anyway. So it's the time was just like perfect for it. you know, we, for safe words, we got like two songs in on the first day. We felt good about that. And then after that was done, it was just,
You're cool. Like,
yeah, it was like fine.
At least you got two songs in. Yeah.
What was the safe word? Did you guys have one?
No.
The
no.
safe word is
no.
harder.
No.
Who came up with the name?
Was it just? It was going to be Prince.
Oh.
Like Prince.
Oh yeah, but that was. Yeah.
But somebody said, I think.
There used to be a band called.
Yeah,
Prince.
Yeah, Byron said it was. There was a band called Prince already.
There was a girl telling me that when she advertised you guys, she was saying. When you changed it to Safe Words, it was like the band formerly known as Prince.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
And I think Ben came up with Safe Words. He said it with like a funny little smile.
Perfect. So you enjoyed the experience? You would do it again? You would recommend everyone to
100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody should go out of their way, not even for a show, should go out of their way.
Just
meet up with like a musician, like a few musicians you've never played with, or always said, man, whenever you're wasted at a party, let's totally jam. Yeah. Actually go and jam with them and then
set
a deadline and it'll like revitalize you and it'll make you think harder about, you know, What does it actually take to write a song?
Yeah.
What did it actually take?
So what did you learn from this experience?
I learned I gotta step it up, write faster. Just not really put, don't worry about it so much, I guess.
I think you're trying to say forget about it.
Forget about it. I just gotta let the song kind of go and just finish it from front to back and play it a few times because it's going to change. They always change. But, you know, if you pressure yourself to get the song sort of done, like,
right,
that's good enough.
So through this, any plans of playing some gigs together with your bandmates or starting a new band? I don't know.
That's an awkward question. He's sitting right there. No, I mean the girls. We made a really great friendship as well. So it was nice to actually fulfill the childhood girl dream of having an all girl band.
You never been in an all girl band?
I attempted. With some of my really close friends back in the day. I think we did one gig, but one of them's married and the other one is doing amazing other things. But we got one gig in. So it was kind of similar to this, but this was the first, I think, legitimate band that I could call an all-girl band.
Perfect. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I'm in studio with Still Quick Murder. We're just chatting about their new cassette release. And just a reminder, at 10 o'clock, Get Over It will be playing live in our studio. It's going to be playing a full set. And then they're also going to come in the studio and chat at around, I guess, half an hour after that. It's before 11 o'clock. So do not go anywhere. But now we're going to play another track from the record cassette Dandelo. I'm going to play King. Is that
cool?
Good. Perfect. And after that, we'll talk more about life and everything. Trading notes and smiles.
Hello. Bonjour. My name is Aaron Joseph from CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, British Columbia. In the next few days, myself as well as other colleagues from around the province will be joining in on the festivities put on by Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. In an effort to celebrate the French culture here in our backyard, we've decided to shine the spotlight on everyday francophones living in our community.
Alors, je m'appelle Alexandra Calberry. Je travaille au Musée Mackin à Coquitlam, à Mayerville, et je suis née ici en Colombie-Britannique. Ça dépend de la définition de ce qu'on définit comme francophone ou français ou française. I'm not sure what most people define as French. I often have difficulty describing what I am to other people. I usually say that I speak French, but I grew up here. We have a lot of French immersion schools that come by, members of the community that have grown up here, have lived here, but whose parents were of the original French descendants that came to work at the mill in the area. So I often have the opportunity to speak to them in French and communicate to them the different aspects of the house in French. So just this past weekend, I participated at the Festival du Bois. I was there performing as their Érable du Festival, Maple Tree of the Festival. If you've been there before, you'll know the character that I'm talking about. She's a woodland fairy that grants wishes with her juggling balls. Working here, I always get the opportunity to meet new people from all over the world. They might be from a French-speaking country, or they might just be from the area, and I can speak to them in French. I also often help out at the Concours d'Art Oratoire, run by CPF, Canadian Parents for French, where I get to listen to all of these miraculous speeches that all these really brave students have put together, either in their first or second language in French. Aside from that, just reading the news, listening to the news in French. There actually is one. Her name is Thérèse Cassegrain. She was one of the first individuals in Quebec to fight for women's right to vote. Yeah, and it's actually a word that I use around the house. It's glacière. It's icebox in English, but I often refer to it as the old refrigerator. My name is Alexandra Calberry, et moi, je suis francophone.
For more information on the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie project, visit us at rvf.ca.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
All right, the fan is on because it's warm for me anyways. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird, Radial Hell, on the show at 10 o'clock, Get Over It, live in studio, playing a set for us. And right now in studio with me, I have Steel Creek Murder. They will be talking for another half an hour.
Sweet.
About life, yeah, and universe and everything.
Right on.
Let's talk about Shindig Winners.
Yeah.
That you guys were. Steel Creek Murder. In case you don't, people out there in Radioland didn't know, you guys managed to, I guess, defeat your competition.
In hands of combat. Yeah.
And emerge victorious. So overall, you had a good time at Shindig?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
How does the competing part of Shindig, what do you think of, is it still, even after the third round, is it still weird?
No.
Or do you think it actually, like, drives you, or drove you, or?
I think it was driving in a way that we're kind of competing with ourselves, really. Like, because, I mean, you don't know who you're going to be competing with until close to the date. But I think the most difficult part was trying to do something to push our own barriers, like something that we hadn't done before, like, I don't know,
switching instruments,
like trying to cause chaos. Like, people don't want to, I think it was Sam Tudor I was talking to, I'm always bringing them.
Yeah.
Sam, I'm your biggest fan. We were talking, and he was saying like, what approach did you take this time? And yeah, it was kind of just to create an uncomfortable setting for ourselves on stage, and we did that by switching instruments. I was at one point running to the keys while Sam was running to the drums. We were switching off sticks like a relay race. But it's good because people don't want to see a perfect performance. If they do, I think we said, yeah, you can just watch a music video. It's right. Like, it's like why people go to see Niagara Falls, because they just want to see constant chaos. You don't want to see a nice, calm, tepid.
Right. Lake. So you made it a point to do something different.
Yeah. And even during the whole competition, it wasn't really like it didn't even feel like a competition, because everybody was just joking. Like, we'd be in the back in the kind of green room area, we'd just be joking. It was like, I'm gonna take you down,
right?
But it wasn't like a big serious thing. It didn't feel very serious in that way. It felt like positive motivation.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's good. That's the whole point of Chindig. We try to keep it fun and exciting, and just to get people out. Like, the last show was really busy. It was kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Now make me wish that all the Chindig was on a Friday night.
yeah, that was...
I don't know. There were a couple, like, crazy Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Like...
There were, yeah. Yeah, pretty busy for a Tuesday. But that Friday...
Where did you go?
Yeah. I went to a few Tuesdays. Those are good, man.
Yeah.
No, they
tons
were
of fun.
But that Friday was kind of crazy. We've got a lot of... and there was a lot of people that were just there not to see... I mean, they didn't even know any of the bands. They were just like, oh yeah, I've heard about... Cool. Heard about this thing happening on a Friday night. Just come over to which band you see. I have no idea. And then I know some people that go to UBC, and they're like, yeah, that's like that, you know, those people are in my class. I have no idea why they're here. And then and actually some people, like two different girls come to me. It's like, oh, are you guys doing this next week? It's like, no, this is what the final
what?
Is.
There's a twist.
Yeah. You know, that's final. That's why final means like the last one.
Yeah, but the last
So it's good. It's too bad they weren't. Maybe next. I mean, there was some talk about doing the semis on the Fridays too, but we'll see.
Those could be good. They could be good.
Yeah, they could be good. But yeah, we'll see. And Hindenburg was very nice. Everything worked out very very nicely. Congratulations once again for winning. Have you thought about your prizes and such yet?
Yeah, I think the first thing we did like the following day was just open up that envelope and like start just shooting out emails to as many people as we could. I mean, some of the people we had to get like a press kit and stuff together. But almost immediately we started getting in touch.
Actually, we just got a response back today about when we're playing at Canadian Music Week.
Oh, so yeah.
On the 6th of May.
Okay, cool. Are you going to be able to, are you going to make it like a tour, or are you just going to fly out there?
Actually, we think, as of today, too, we're gonna tour it. And,
nice.
Actually, with Art Kenyon, who
might
play later there, we think that's going to be the tour little package.
Perfect.
That we've got.
Is it too late to apply for grants, do you know? Or have you looked into that?
Oh, we're
going
not.
To a grant meeting on the 20th. Actually, I didn't tell you this. I signed a sign.
You told me. But we're not currently ranked high enough.
Oh, really?
In order to access grants. And they review it every year. It's a process. It's bureaucracy.
So oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
We're not high enough ranking. Yeah, we're only ranked.
But you would think that you need
too
to...
Dank.
Which you think, like, the reason for grants is so you get higher up rank, you know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right.
It's like a chicken and egg thing.
It's a weird system. But like if
okay, first the grant or the band?
Yeah, the grant or the band.
Anyways,
yeah, you get reviewed after a time, and then they tell you whether you're one way or the other. They look at everything, right? They look at how on the ball you are on the web, and they look at how many shows you played and how many things you do for your community and for your music community, and they look at your like presence, and then they kind of give you a ranking, and then you're able to. It's just this long.
I never heard of this.
It's
like
I think you're just talking specifically about Factor. Not all grants are like
okay.
That.
No.
After this meeting, we can establish that yes, we are truly very poor, and we need money. So I think from there we will go where we can go.
It's ranking things. I'm super curious now. It's like ranking.
Look it up. It's weird. It's this weird, weird thing.
It kind of feels like hockey. How do you rank? Like, this player is ranked. Like, how many goals did you score?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, for an award. Like,
that's it.
How many, like, what do you play nice with? Anyways. Why don't we play some, speaking of Art Canon, let's play some Art Canon. Is that, that's what we have on the CD player, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to play a song from that. And we'll come back and talk a bit, chat a bit more. I am the CITR, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm live in studio with Still Creek Murder.
Broken, shattered, bruised by laughter. I slip into a dream. I'm forsaking, ever waking for my own reality. And you turn to me with nothing in your eyes. Are you all? To hide me so no one else can see what I've become, completely undone, so torn at the seams. And you turn to me with nothing in your eyes. Are you I am beaming to the map.
of my pillow as I set sail for the Ile de France. And a birch tree attempting slowly enlightenment by happenstance. But I am dreaming with a path my scepter cannot touch another. No, I am beaming to the map. I am king, why do you bother? Don't touch me, I'm cozy. The antiques dealer, he bought the damn store. My complexion is rosy, but my lips, they just swore. They said, I am dreaming, clear the path. My scepter cannot touch another. No, I am beaming to the map. I am king, why do you bother? Oh, I am dreaming to the path. My scepter cannot touch another. No.
All right, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Let me get my microphone working. Steel Creek Murder is on the show tonight. They're here.
Yes.
That's me on the show.
Hello.
We are here.
Yes, for another like 15 minutes on show. Also, we played some music that is not Steel Creek Murder. Can you tell me what I played?
First you played the talented Art Kenyon, and then you played the equally talented Adam Farnsworth, who is, as we speak, playing a show at Skinny Fat Jacks. So sorry, I couldn't make it, Adam.
Skinny Fat Jacks, that's on Main.
It's the
little bar outside the back of Slickety Jim's.
Slickety Jim's, yeah. Is it actually detached from it? I never actually been to it.
No,
it's the back room.
It's basically the toilet. Is it still painted yellow?
I'm not sure. I've been there.
I was there a few months ago. I believe it is. It's painted some warm, nice, little cozy. I
haven't been there since it moved and opened, I guess, a few years ago, because Snickety Jim's used to be closer to Broadway. Mm. And then it burned down, and then it moved up, and then it was there. Okay, perfect.
So
Steel Creek Murder. So any you're saying you're planning on heading out to Toronto for Canadian Music Week. What about in Vancouver? Any shows coming up?
We have a show on Monday at Guilt & Co. with band coming in from Colorado called The Raven and the Writing Desk.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, just a Blackbird kind of night.
Very fitting.
Yeah, how did we get that?
I don't know, through some friends. But actually, the funny thing is, I'd heard them like months ago, probably like 7 or 8 months ago. A friend of mine had their album, and I really liked their album art, and I was checking them out. And then a friend, who not the same friend who owned the album, got in touch with me and was like, "Hey, you guys would be fitting with this band. Can you play?" And after I found out the name of the band, I was like, "Oh, I dug them a while ago." You know when you like go through a phase and you're like, "This really awesome band that I will never get to see live."
Right. No.
I'm really digging right now. So now we get to see them live.
So this coming Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night.
Oh, it's, we've never played at Guild & Co., so it's I'm not sure what to expect. It should be a good.
Yeah, I haven't been in a while actually. Don't they usually have they sort of have a mixed they kind of do the band lottery, I thought, back in the early days.
Yeah, they do. I know I've definitely seen Ryan from Mother Mother and Tom Heukendorf. I've seen a few of my friends do some
just by other people
a few times there. So.
Yeah,
go on a bit.
That's exactly what it
super
is.
Super weird.
It's only weird if you make it weird.
Yeah. So, oh my god.
All right. Actually going back to some of your Shindig prizes, because one of the prizes is a night out with Mint Records.
Yeah.
Last year, not to warn you, but War Baby won, and we went out with Mint Records, like Randy and Sheena, and I went as well, and a bunch of CITR people, and we started out playing bowling. It was fun. And then we went to the Legion after that. Still fun. And then at like 1 in the morning, we decided, we thought the night would be over, just because generally, I've been to a few of those things, and bands would be like, it's too late. And then they were like, let's go to karaoke. And then we went to a fantasy, is it Fantasy Garden? No, fantasy, just fantasy karaoke.
Were you like the private room?
The private room. And we were like singing till like, we were singing till like 3 in the morning.
Wow, all right, we need to...
Yeah, war baby parties. No doubt about that. That's like first time I saw those guys, absolutely.
Yeah. And John was driving on top of it. So it was just like two of them that's going crazy partying.
Oh my god. No, yeah, last year, they played this like 8-band thing. Kyle Hack from Snail Productions, he puts on like the 8-band at Railway Club every so often. So do Art Signified as well. But yeah, that last year he did it with War Baby, and they like I was in the back sort of stairway that goes up the side there near 560 or whatever it is, and there's the two, I forget which two of them it was, but just two of the guys from War Baby just like pissed drunk, and they have just a pile of records in their boxes, and I'm like, can I buy one of these off you? And they're like, yeah, they're just totally hammered. And
I don't air dirty laundry on air.
No, they were having a good time. They played a great set and they got wasted.
They drank too much soda pop.
They drank too much soda. They got friggin' drunk. And
they got drunk off rock and roll.
And they sold me an LP for $5. And I was like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, it's fine. So that was great. Those guys, they're bang up. But yeah, we're doing sort of the, I guess it's going to be an annual thing. Maybe it's Kyle's trying to do.
Yeah, I got a message from Kyle too. Yeah, so like in May, right?
Yeah. So we'll be back from Toronto, back from the trip by then, and it'll be the homecoming sort of thing. First gig we play back in town.
No, cool. No, that'll be awesome.
He said he's trying to get up some bands from Seattle as well, so it's definitely something to pay attention to.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So we'll talk about it when in May again. Yeah, cool. How are you guys at, going back to the thing, how are you guys at bowling or...
Or pitiful. Is
it? Yeah, I'm really bad at bowling.
I sent Randy...
I'm good at glow bowling.
Glow bowling?
Yeah. Glow in the dark. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the lights. It's like, I don't know.
Maybe because you're just an earthworm at heart.
Yeah. That's it.
Doesn't have to be bowling, I think, but it seems like we've
done... No, we're going bowling.
Mostly we've done bowling.
I think it's pretty sensitive. Yeah, that's it. But yeah, I was like, prepare to be dominated.
Okay. Because we've done curling one time with Hinton Towers.
Okay.
Curling?
Yeah, curling.
Yeah, I'm not...
It's like bowling on ice.
Yeah. That one is tougher, but
it is.
Yeah, but I think that one's a little bit harder just because you have to book the sheet, and I think it'll be too worn by then.
I'd rather do that because really, I just want to scream.
Can you get hard? Can you drink it curling?
You have to go up to the
I need to.
Yeah.
Same time.
If it gets too cold, it's not conventional.
What freezes on the ice? doesn't happen.
But curling is kind of fun. Crazy. I do like curling, but yeah, I kind of wish you could drink on the right on the sheet. Well, not they won't let you, but there should be like a line, like in bowling.
Because it's if you're not cross this line, you can't be hammered walking up.
But you can see because the ice is pretty. You know, like if you mess it up, it's because it's that same sheet I think they use for the rest of the season.
Yeah, they can't.
And they just kind of clean it up by spraying more water on it. So if you spill beer in it, it's just gonna stain it up.
Just curl around it.
Yeah. Disgusting ice.
Yeah. Yeah, like I think when we played, we did chip it. I'm not gonna say who. But it wasn't me. Mm-hmm. There was, and it's hard to chip the ice. I think someone just dropped the the stone or the rock. Yeah. But at least it didn't drop on your foot because that's.
Yeah,
you'll be crippled.
Yeah, that's end of the night right there.
I have a tainted opinion on curling only because one and only time I've done it was an early bird gym class in high school in Saskatchewan in the middle of winter.
All those things sounded terrible.
Yeah.
Every word of this.
Altogether, you'd think something would cast it had to. But it didn't. It just all sucked.
We had to do, yeah, like I had the option of doing it, but I think it was one of the, it was Winnipeg too, like you could do it, but I signed up for something else. But in hindsight, I don't know, I would have been, I think the early morning part, I think it was the killer that you have to work out. Yeah. I think we had the same thing. It's like if you want to do curling, you have to.
Being physical, like, doing anything, that really sucks.
But then the other option was that we have to, you know, play soccer outside and like in -4, which is fine. It's cold.
Oh, nothing.
It's nothing. But it's nothing. But it was like skin versus shirts, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I guess.
But it's not bad. But I remember it being like, yeah, whatever. But it's like in class, it was one of those things where we're playing soccer and it's all it is just a PE teacher pointing at the gym teacher. It's like skin, shirt. But at the end of the day, it's always way more people in shirts than skins. Like I'm like pretty much the only dumb kid that's just like, because he can't remember, as if he can remember what he's pointing at. Yeah. It's like I think everyone just like, did he point at me? I think he pointed at me saying I'm a shirt.
I swear. Yeah. You did it.
All the like the buff kids are like,
yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, like to me it's like the double thing. It's like Cole doesn't really matter. I don't want to be like, yeah, no, it's like, yeah, wasn't fun.
A really good friend of mine, Evan, told me how exciting it is to watch curling, but only if it's from the east coast of Canada, because you get the accent and you get like hard bike.
Oh, absolutely.
So that
it's like watching darts. Just to remind you, Ben, we're the most exciting people in the world. We watch curling and darts. It's great.
Well,
but yeah, darts. 180. It's so exciting. I love watching.
Well, like I've seen it on the sports network, and people were bringing signs.
Yeah, 180. Yeah.
And I don't even know what's going on, and people were screaming, and just two like kind of fat guys.
And everybody's got this huge table and it's filled with beer, and they're just having a good.
Even the guy playing darts come back and like chugging a beer.
Maybe we should do bowling and darts.
Well, right next door, I guess. It's
just swing into the Legion. Let's basically try to do a War Baby. Yeah. Let's just do that.
How are you guys at karaoke?
Yeah, it's so much to live up to.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
Karaoke? I love karaoke. So
I think I say awesome because in karaoke, if you're good, then you're not good because you're just trying too hard. But if you suck at karaoke, then you're good because it's like that person obviously needs to go to karaoke. I don't know. It's a bad logic, but that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
I am awesome at karaoke.
I can hit a lot of notes anyways, but I try to do ones that I obviously cannot hit whatsoever.
I think last time we did karaoke, that's I surprised
Madonna, for example.
Madonna?
Madonna songs. Oh,
no, I would
love to see you.
Yeah. That aspect, that quality, that people love seeing that, and people really rally behind watching somebody that they didn't expect to even go up there, sing a song, and everyone's really encouraging them. That plays into like actually playing on stage when you're performing, you know? Nobody actually wants to see somebody perfectly perform something, sing it perfectly to a T. It's who are they trying to impress? Mm, like, who cares?
That's the same logic we had with her.
Just sing it and play the song and sing about what you're doing and like...
Basically,
try,
Steel Creek Murder don't. Is just a giant karaoke performance.
Every band's a karaoke performance.
Sam, do you want to tell the world what the last song we sang karaoke together was? At the Cobalt?
Oh, was it... Oh my god! It was Spice Girls.
Oh,
it was Spice nice. Girls, and what? Which song?
You
was it?
Secretly loved it. I think it was.
No.
Wannabe.
Nobody wanted to hear that.
Well,
nobody.
I did. I was just gonna say, like, I did at the last karaoke. Well, with the mentor, and I think I did Backstreet Boys with Kirby, the drummer.
different story.
Which one song?
No.
That's yeah. No, I feel sorry. I feel sorry. No. You Are My Fire. I Want It That Way.
I
feel sorry for everyone in the room. I think most people were drunk, so it's fine. But still. good times. I think that might be all the time we have until I get over it. Going to be playing live in studio very soon. Minutes from now. Let's end it off with a track from another track from Dandelo. Let's play it. Any requests, or should it? Is this my choice still?
Let's go with Formaldehyde.
All right, perfect.
That's so short.
Oh, we no, so minutes. Short. Okay, well, why don't you go with?
Wait, do you want it to wrap up?
So bite again. Minutes? Why don't you to bite again?
Do you want a short one or a long?
It doesn't
one?
Really.
Yeah, that's a long one.
Yeah, we can. Well, we can figure it out. Yeah, I can talk to you about it. All right, thanks so much for coming out. Steelcreekmurder.com is where you want to be to check out. All the news and
all the news, all the updates. Stuff,
all the
updates,
all the dark and thrilling stats.
And to get how can people get a cassette at your
you
shows?
Can email us or come find us.
Yeah,
we
will. If you get in contact with us, we will bring it to you.
Oh,
or you can get it at any show that you come see us at, and
hot off the press.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So, perfect. Here we go. Thank you very much. To Bite Again on CITR. Thank you.
Tired of winter's bitter cold weather? Join UBC's Free the Children as they welcome back spring with a huge concert, Equinox.
My soul is on fire.
On Friday, March 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Pit Pub, featuring live music from Labidos, Color the Wild, Collect Call, System Skyline, Colin Weeks with the Banana Boys, and a surprise DJ. This will surely be a night you don't want to miss. Friday, March 20th, 2015.
Big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to big pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so big pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education, every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hey UBC, you know what's easier to get over than your midterm grades?
A 12-foot wall!
Grab four friends and
swim, sprint, bike, run, and storm the wall!
Don't miss out on one of UBC's most iconic experiences. Register by March 13th.
March 13th at stormthewall.ca. No need to be afraid of heights when four friends have your back. Storm the wall, get over it! Come experience it! March 22nd to March 26th.
Thank you. I wanna hold your hand for the first time again. I wanna kiss you for the first time again. Maybe the next time we'll just be good friends, but this time I love you till the end. Then I'm gonna go back in time and love you all.
Association of Professional Engineers and Geoscientists of Vancouver and the Vancouver Public Library presents the 19th Annual EG Fest. Do you know what engineers and geoscientists do? Have you ever wondered how to become one? Come to the 19th Annual EG Fest this March 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. EG Fest is a one-day event held during National Engineering and Geoscience Month. There will be lots of companies, organizations, and student teams showcasing their work. There will be interactive displays. This free event is great for the entire family. For more information, please search for the Association of Professional Engineers and Geoscientists of BC online. And come check out the 19th Annual EG Fest this March 21st.
Yeah.
All right, that was some Joyce Collingwood, and you also heard some Jiffy Marker, and you also heard some Fashionism. But now it's time. Not yet. But now it's time to switch over to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio, we have Get Over It.